everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour on this third hour, Wednesday, March 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is very interesting coming from Lansing. One of the things that this governor is trying to do, is ram certain things through regarding the budget. She's got a budget coming up, and it's going to be a problem because I think the Republican very well may win that Warren seat, and they're going to end up being 55-55 gridlock. Will continue after next month's April's election. Well, one of the things that is very near and dear to my heart is the farming community, the beef situation that we're finding ourselves in, the soon to see higher prices and shortages that are coming. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is proposing more than $144 million to go to MDARD, the Michigan Department of Agricultural and Rural Development, in her upcoming fiscal year 2025 budget. Director Tim Boring said he's ready to dig in and get to work. Boring said that $4 million is being proposed to go to the Farm to Family program, which is an effort to help improve local food supplies through regenerative farming and agricultural supply chains for small and medium farms in the state. Food costs are a big thing, and how we are feeding families is more important now than ever. So being able to put all these pieces together in a meaningful way to build a stronger, more resilient food system, food chain, is really aligned with the values that we're all about here, he said. He said, we're most excited to see improvement in the resiliency of Michigan farms and that the farms are, in fact, the backbone of the state of Michigan. We are not a state that just grows corn and soybeans destined for export. We're a state that grows food that nourishes people and that has a really important cultural identity in communities across the state, Boring said. While the budget for the department was low and actually dropped $30 million from 2024, Boring said there wasn't anything he was looking for that he didn't get in his proposed MDARD budget. Boring said he had been the director for nearly a year and has been trying to make the biggest impression to get more money for the MDARD budget. I don't look at the executive recommended budget and say, I wish we had more to be able to make a difference. Because this year we will make a difference with the resources that the governor has proposed. And I'm really excited to see the support that we have. He said, there's an increasing call from people who are interested in knowing where their food is actually being grown. And if it's being grown in an environmentally friendly way. People care about the environmental outcomes of their food in a way that they just haven't done in a real tangible way in a very long time. Costs are a big deal for farmers. Along with childcare, which has been one of the priorities he said Whitmer has been talking about. He said when he looks at the priorities that the governor has set out, he sees the same things being echoed back from the people in the agricultural industry. I think the governor is absolutely spot on when she talks about creating enhanced economic conditions as being part of a fundamental piece of how we build prosperity in the state. And if you want to drive rural economies, you got to start with agriculture. I applaud that. Because we cannot afford to lose any more farmers in this country. And we definitely don't need to lose any more farmers in our state. Now, one thing you have to understand that these people, again, not that efficient when they do things from the government. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. Yeah, biggest oxymoron in planet history. But guess what? If this new director can talk directly to the local farmers, I invite him to talk to Cliff Tolini, John Palmer, Marv Rubing, Richard Friske. Because these farmers need to get their input into the process to make sure the money is used wisely and is actually something that helps them. You can't just throw money at it willy-nilly. You've got to have a plan. It's got to be structured. But it caught my eye, and I thought it was definitely, definitely something that we needed to be aware of. Now, on the health situation, short little story I want to get into today's show. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services asked Michiganders to make sure people are up to date on their measles vaccinations after they have found cases in Wayne and Washtenaw counties. The first measles cases were diagnosed at the end of February, just a week or so ago. Recently, two adults who had traveled internationally without recorded immunizations were diagnosed in these two counties and may have exposed hundreds of people to this highly contagious virus. Director, Chief Medical Executive Director from Michigan Department of Health and Human Services said, if you're not vaccinated for measles, get vaccinated as quickly as you can. We are seeing increased cases of measles abroad. Outbreaks of measles across the United States is setting in to all age groups so far. In addition to cases here in Michigan, 35 cases reported in 15 other states as of yesterday. Now, measles is in Michigan, and it's important to make sure you protect yourself from this vaccine-preventable disease. Going to back the bus up. They think they have identified the carriers as two adults who had traveled internationally. How many foreign immigrants has Joe Biden been caught flying into our country? 320,000 into 43 different cities. All coming from foreign countries. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell talked about this. It's in one of her commercials. Not only are they bringing potentially illegal voters in, crime, disease, putting a strain on our food and other resources. Now they're saying measles are on the rise. Unbelievable. This is something, folks, that you need to be alarmed with if you have any immune system problems. If your immunity system is down, you need to talk to your doctor. Measles is a very highly contagious virus. And you simply need to ask your doctor, am I at risk? That's all it takes. They'll look at your chart and they'll tell you if you are or not. So one of the things I think we're looking at here too, last story real short. Peter, I can't take your call from 9 to noon. The process going on in Lansing has got to stop. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, the Michigan House first black speaker, supporting minority-owned business funding in a House-passed budget nearly a year ago. Well, State Representative Steve Cara announced a resolution he's submitting to the House to censor the speaker for reversed discrimination and racism. Neil Friske, James DeSanta, Matt Maddox, and Josh Shriver all spoke at the press conference about Cara's resolution, which was not formally introduced to the floor yesterday. Cara believes the censored is warranted because of his discrepancy between his budget and what State Representative Josh Shriver posted on his media page. So we'll see where that goes. We'll continue to follow that story as well. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A little housekeeping here, getting to your text messages. Cool Michael Farage, I think probably knocking doors down in the Muskegon area, says, hey, Trucker, you have two new listeners in the Muskegon area. They are Trump supporters and started listening this morning. They are both putting stickers on their car and are going to spread the word. Good job, buddy. Hey, did you get those in the mail that I sent to you? How many more can I send you? If you need them, let me know. I want to make sure you did get them. I'm assuming that's where they got them from, were from you. But thank you, folks, for listening. Greatly appreciate you. Text line is 231-360-5140. If you want to text any comments into the show, I'd like to know your name and what city you live in. Greatly appreciate it if you could text me, 231-360-5140. Lenny, I'll look at those text messages later, those links you sent me. Another text message, Kristen Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner. Randy, the question is, will people trust the measles vaccine if it's produced much like the COVID vaccine? Well, I believe that the measles vaccine has been around a long time. It's gone through many, many, many years of testing and being given to people. It has been deemed, I believe, safe. But that is definitely a concern. Personally, I've only had one vaccination as an adult as I've gotten older. I don't do flu vaccines. Never did COVID, never did the boosters, none of that. But I did get the two-step shingles vaccination. My mother, God bless her, she is 88 years old and healthy. This August, she'll be 89. Well, she got a case of shingles that was horrific. And I did not want to go through that. So that's the only vaccine I've gotten. But I got to tell you that I know there's people concerned out there. Ask your doctor. It's that simple. Based on me, based on my chart, based on my medical history, do I need to concern myself about measles? And I want to reiterate, it's downstate. It's not up here in northern Michigan. Wayne and Washtenaw counties. So, one of the things you have to look at is the information that we're sharing on this show, the information that we're providing with these cards. It's just that simple, folks. Get the information out. Now, I do want to announce that as of tomorrow, March 7th, we are 2 months away from filing your affidavit of identity for precinct delegate. The deadline is March 7th. I need you guys to go to your clerk, get your affidavit of identity from them, fill it out in front of them, have them witness you signing it so they can notarize it and get a time-stamped receipt for it. I need every single one of you to be a precinct delegate on the August 6th ballot. You've got to do this. It's not an option. You have to do it. We're going to grow the county parties. We're going to absolutely take back some of these county parties' leadership. And we're going to get our people on the ballots elected on August 6th. And it all comes down to information and getting it out there. As a precinct delegate, we're going to ask you to organize volunteers to knock on doors. I'm going to reach out to Cool Mike and schedule a knock-on-door training. I'm going to do it, I think, in Gaylord at Jay's Sporting Goods. That was a great conference room. I want to thank Jay's Sporting Goods for letting us have the use of that room for free. And I think that's where we'll hold it. We'll do it on a Saturday morning. So greatly appreciate you guys getting this information out. Again, the class is coming up. Robert's Rules of Order, State Constitution, Saturday, April 13th. It's going to be in Traverse City. Text me class. I'll text you the flyer. And the website, acconservatives.org. And if you want 100 of these cards, spread the word, talk to 11 people about these 11 issues, go to the website, acconservatives.org, donate $21, and we'll ship them out to you today. I have 8 more orders to go out today. So thank you very much, guys. Greatly appreciate that. We can't do this without you. All of this relies on you learning and sharing and getting the word out to everybody. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown and the Roots of Rock and Roll and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals, from annual shots to complicated bone and soft